Good morning, this is Pastor Craig, and you're listening to What's Happening Marion. And so the next 45 minutes, we'll be talking about What's Happening Marion, and kind of a major shift in gears after that last hour. Boy, that was a very interesting hour. But we're going to shift gears a little bit, let you kind of relax, let you think about what's happening the next week in Marion. And you might want to get a pencil and paper, because I've got about 25 things going on. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, there's a bunch of stuff going on this Saturday. I know we're supposed to have some kind of rain here and there, but maybe if we're lucky, the rain won't be too bad, and you'll be able to take advantage of the nice weather and get out and do some things, because the time left to get out and do things is quickly coming to an end. All right, well, let's see what is going on. Early voting has started, and if you're interested, you can vote early in the November election. Voting takes place at the Board of Elections. The Board of Elections is in the Marion County Building Office at 222 West Center Street. That's 222 West Center Street. Early voting from 8 until 5. And I guess they've changed around all the polling places this coming up election. I guess they're not going to be voting at the Marion Fairgrounds. You can vote early, and vote at the Board of Elections is also an option. All right. Tonight, Friday night, is a free community meal at the Shining Light Baptist Church, 6 o'clock. And Shining Light Baptist Church is on the point of Church and Mount Vernon. And you can dine in or carry out. Also tonight, Friday night, October 13th, is the Haunted Mansion movie showing at the Marion Palace Theater. And showtime tonight is 7:30. The movie is rated PG-13, and Haunted Mansion is about a woman and her son who enlist a motley crew of so-called spiritual experts to help their home, free their home of supernatural squatters. So again, that's 7:30 tonight. And then also it's showing Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7:30. And then Sunday it is showing at 7:30 only. And if you're not a member, it's $5. And if you have the Palace Theater membership thing, it's $3. So either way, it's a good deal. All right, now tomorrow is a busy, busy day in Marion area. Got a lot of stuff going on. So first on the agenda is the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And it's at OSU Marion campus, and that's on Mount Vernon Avenue, at 8 a.m. Now, you need to register beforehand to participate. So just go to the website alz.org, that's alz.org/walk. So it's pretty short, and that's pretty easy to get there. So if you want to register for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, or even find out a little bit more information about it, go to their website alz.org/walk. Excuse me. All right. Also, tomorrow, craft show in LaRue at 350 North High Street. See, this is a popular time of year for craft shows. you know, we're getting kind of getting done with festivals and that kind of thing. And now we got the craft shows. We got Halloween coming up, Thanksgiving coming up, and the big one, Christmas, coming up. So craft shows are the thing. This Saturday, 350 North High Street in La Rue, from 9 until 2. So that's a possibility for you. Also on Saturday is the second Saturday downtown Marion. And it's from 10 until 4. And that's where, you know, all the merchants work together to provide special discounts and live music. There are eateries that are open. And they also have pop-up artisans. So that's going on tomorrow, second Saturday, downtown Marion. Also tomorrow there is a car show at Dayspring Wesleyan Church. Dayspring Wesleyan Church is at 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, and the show is from 10 until 1. So that's tomorrow. Also tomorrow is Fire Safety Story Time at the Marion Public Library. It's 11 a.m. and it lasts for an hour, so it's from 11 to 12. It's a special Saturday story time, and it's with the Marion Fire Department. So they're going to have little rhyming games and reading books and talk about fire safety. They will have a question and answer time where you can ask questions. And they will also be there with various pieces of equipment. So bring your kids to the fire safety story time. And that's up tomorrow from 11 to 12. Also tomorrow is the Halloween craft show and trick or treat. And this is at the Marion Center Mall. And they're going to have a craft show from 10 until 4. And then the trick or treat will be from 2 to 4. So that's tomorrow at the Marion Center Mall. So you might want to check that out. See, I think there's new things going on at the Marion Center Mall. I'm not sure. I know there are still some businesses there. So it looks like they're trying to get some activities, get some traffic in there. So go check it out. Also, tomorrow, Saturday, is the Presidential First Annual Car, Truck, and Bike Show. It is at 524 James Way Road, that's here in Marion, and the car, truck, and bike show is from 11 till 4. They're going to have a 50-50 drawing. There are door prizes. They're going to have raffles, and there's going to be a DJ and spinning some tunes. So you can get some, you can hear some music and see some cars and trucks and bikes and take in all that. They also have food trucks there tomorrow. So that's what's going on. All right. Sunday, the 15th, we have an ice cream social and taco bar. Now, see, this is at the Denmark United Methodist Church. This is a new one for me. I mean, ice cream socials have been going on at churches. And, you know, the Methodist churches are big on these things. When I lived in Morrow County, north of Mount Gilead, I lived right around the corner from, it was called the church by the side of the road. And it was a Methodist church. And they had an ice cream social every year. And, I mean, I can remember them from when I was a kid, the ice cream social. So, I mean, this is a staple. This is a mainstay of American country churches, is the ice cream social. But they're having an ice cream social and taco bar. So I don't know how that came about, but hey, you know, why not? All right, so that's the Denmark Methodist Church, 2069 State Route 95, and it's from 12 to 3. And it says ice cream with all of the toppings and taco salads. So they're having taco salads. So I don't know. I just might check it out. Tomorrow after church, I won't be that far from Denmark and the Denmark Methodist Church. And might be kind of interesting to just check out Ice Cream Social and Taco Bar. Okay. Then when you had your fair share of ice cream and taco salads, you can go to the Imagination, presented by the Marion Concert Band. And that's at River Valley High School Auditorium. Now, see, that's just up the road from the Denmark Methodist Church. So you can go and get all your ice cream and get a taco salad, and then you can head out 95, or actually head in on 95, and what, maybe 3-4 miles, and you'll be at River Valley High School, and you can hear the Marion Concert Band from 3 until 4. It says, enjoy the music of the Marion Concert Band, and it's a free. It's a free concert. So here you go. You can get free food, and you can get a free concert. See, I'm planning your Sunday for you. All right. Now, here's something else that's going on Sunday. If you're not into ice cream and, you know, concert band, this sounds kind of interesting. I don't know. I may have to might pick and choose what I'm going to do Sunday, because this sounds interesting too. Sunday, Connecting the Dots, the Harding Story at Historic Marion Cemetery. And it's from 2 to 4, and it's free. Here again, free. That's the key word for Sunday, free. It's a walking tour, begins at 2 o'clock. And where you meet is at the Soldiers and Sailors Chapel near the cemetery office. You can see that from... Now I drew a blank. Oh, Delaware Avenue. When you're driving down Delaware Avenue, you can see the cemetery office and that Soldiers and Sailors Chapel. So anyway, that's where you meet at 2 o'clock. Wear comfortable shoes and comfortable clothing. And it says, visit the grave sites of not only the Harding family members, but people who played major roles in the family's lives. Harding site manager Sherry Hall and John Anderson will tell stories about the people buried at each grave site, including some things of interest about their gravestones. So there you go. They got a walking tour that's connecting the dots, the Harding story at Historic Marion Cemetery, 2 to 4 Sunday. I might be there. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do ice cream and taco salads or walk around cemetery. I don't know. But I'm going to be doing something Sunday. All right. Moving on to Monday the 16th. Caregiving and You at the Marion Public Library. Now, this is one of their adult lifelong learning classes. And you do have to be registered. And some of these classes, there is a fee involved, but you have to get registered beforehand. But you can get easily registered at the Marion Public Library. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because we've been doing these for several weeks now, and they've got a lot of classes at the Marion Public Library, the Adult Lifelong Learning. So I'm doing my best to bring that information to you. I would encourage you to also check it out yourself at the library, or check it out online and see what kind of classes they're offering, because there really has been a wide variety of classes. So anyway, the class on Monday is, again, it's at 10 o'clock, and it's Caregiving in You. It's a one-hour class that will cover what it means to be a caregiver. They will talk about the difficulties that come along with it and how to cope with some of the crises that may arise in a caregiving role. Local resource options will be discussed, as well as organizations that offer local assistance. Also Monday at the library is Lap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock. It lasts for 20 minutes, and it's for babies 0 to 24 months. And you'll be singing songs, doing rhymes, reading books, and various forms of finger play. All right, Monday night, the 16th, is Snakes on a Trail at the Tall Grass Trail Trailhead. It begins at 5:30 Monday evening, and of course it's free. I think everything they do at Tall Grass and the other parks are free. I don't think there's ever been a charge. Maybe there's a special charge once in a while, but anyway, it's always free, most always free. Snakes on a Trail, come out and learn about our slithery friends that hang around the trails. And, you know, I know a lot of people are afraid of snakes, but really, snakes aren't that bad. Snakes are more afraid of you than you are of them. And I know you're saying, oh, I don't know. You don't know how much I'm afraid of snakes. No, they really are afraid of you. And they, you know, there's only four kinds of poisonous snakes in Ohio, and your chances of running into one of them are pretty small. And if you do, it probably is going to go the other way. So nothing to be afraid of there. Yeah, that's easy for you to say, Craig. You know, I've been bitten by a snake before. This is the honest to goodness truth. I've been bitten by a snake before, and it was a non-poisonous snake. And it was my fault that I got bitten by a snake. I used to have snakes. I think I've mentioned that here before. I had a red tail boa constrictor, and I had at various times, I've had a total of about five or six ball pythons. I think the most I had at one time was three, but I had other ones. And you know, the thing about the ball pythons is it's an excellent snake to start out with if you're a person who's interested in snakes, because they don't get very big. They won't really grow much more than 5 or 6 feet, and they're a very, very docile snake. They're easy to take care of, they're easy to feed, and so they're good. It's what you would call a starter snake. It's a good starter snake, and they're very common. But I also had a he was at least 12 foot long. I don't know how long he was for sure, but he was at least 12 foot long, and he was a rescue snake. I picked him up from a house where he was being mistreated, but I had a 12 foot or 12 foot plus Burmese python, and I built a cage for him, big 4 foot by 8 foot by 4 foot. Actually, it was 8 foot by, well, anyway, you get the idea. And built a cage for him and picked him up, and we had him in a tote. And he was in the process of shedding his skin. And so they don't eat a couple of days before. And he was having trouble shedding his skin. So he had been working on it for a couple of days when I got him. And took him home, put him in the cage. And the next couple of days he successfully shed his skin. So, you know, it had been more than a week since he had eaten anything. And that morning, when I got up and saw that he had shed his skin, I did a very dumb thing. I was like, oh, wow, that's exciting, you know, because here he had shed his whole skin and he shed it in one piece. So I instantly opened up the cage and reached in there to get that snake skin. And the second I reached in there, he thought food was coming in. And so he bit me on the hand. And I got to tell you something. You know, Burmese pythons, are constrictor snakes. So they, you know, they grab their prey and they wrap around it and they constrict, or basically squeeze all the air out of it, so that the, actually what happens to the animal is it can't breathe, and so it dies that way. They don't crush its body, they just squeeze it, all the breath out of it, and the animal can't breathe. So anyway, so he bit me on the hand, but he couldn't wrap, and so he let go. Well, it takes time for their jaw to reopen, so it was 10 or 15 seconds before he could let go of my hand. And they have very small teeth, because the purpose of their teeth is to hold an animal and then feed, you know, force it down their throat. So they only need little small teeth. And so what I had on my hand was about 24 looked like little pinpricks. That they all bled, but they were like little pinpricks. But boy, I got to tell you something. The force of their jaw clamping down on you, they have such power, it's incredible. And the force of that jaw clamping down, it was right in the area of my thumb, and it felt like somebody had hit me with a hammer. If you'd taken a hammer and just hit yourself as hard as you could right there on the thumb, that's what it felt like. And it felt like that for about 5 days. But anyway, so that's a long story. No extra charge. Bonus today. You get a story that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. But hey, I saw that this about the snakes. So snakes on a trail, tall grass trail, trailhead, Monday night, 5:30. Guaranteed you're not going to get bitten by a Burmese python, which, by the way, they're not even legal to own anymore. And when they were going through the process of changing those laws in Ohio, I found another home for my Burmese python, because I didn't want to go through the extensive process it was going to take to keep it, and then there was no guarantee that I'd even be allowed to keep it. So anyway, go see the snakes in the wild. Let James Anderson tell you all about it. All right. Wednesday, October 18th. Now, this is again, another one of the adult lifelong learning programs at Marion Public Library. And it's for two Wednesday nights. And as I explain it here, you'll understand why it's for two nights, because there's two sessions. Galleons, Bad Bishop Brown, and America's First Heretic. And so the first session is at 4:00 this Wednesday at the Marion Public Library. You'll learn about the incredible life, career, and heresy trials of Bishop William Montgomery Brown. William Montgomery Brown was an Episcopal bishop infamous for his belief in communism and his repudiation of Episcopal doctrine. So that's the first one. It's kind of like a class lecture, whatever. Then for the second session, which would be the following Wednesday, the 25th, you will actually journey to Galleon to tour the home of Bishop Brown and his wife Ella at the Brownella Cottage. You know, I have seen this. I know exactly where it is in Galleon, and maybe many of you are familiar with it. Maybe many of you have even toured it. I don't know. The Brownella College, it's a fascinating-looking place, but I never knew whose cottage it was, or why it was important, why it was being preserved. So now I know a little bit about it. So you'll get to tour the cottage. It was a historic home, was built in 1887, and is filled entirely with Brown's original furniture. So that should be pretty interesting. So that's this coming up Wednesday and the following Wednesday. All right. Now, we're also Wednesday. They got something else going on at the public library. If you are not inclined to go and see Brownella Cottage in Galleon, you can go Wednesday to the library for a chat GPT important considerations. This is at the library from 10 until 11:30. So they've got an hour and a half, and the class is going to cover basic principles of chat GPT technology, a demonstration of how to use chat GPT in various contexts, and you're going to examine the historical use of AI or artificial intelligence, and they will cover what are some of the potential risks or harms of chat GPT. So that's Wednesday. And, you know, I know it's like, you know, it's almost like you got to be a computer geek, you know, to, you know, handle all this stuff, but not really. They do a good job of explaining it. But it's definitely worth something to pay attention to because it's not going away. The future for artificial intelligence and chat GPT and things like that, the potential is limitless. And one important thing is that last thing that they're going to discuss, the potential risks or harm. Because the potential is unlimited, the potential for misuse and bad use and harm is also great. So, might be interesting. Make yourself aware of what's going on in that. All right. Also, Wednesday night, and you could actually, that was in the morning, so this is Wednesday night. See, you can do a lot of stuff on Wednesday. Wednesday is Feather and Fur, The Secret Lives of Owls and Bats at the Tall Grass Trail Trailhead, 5 o'clock. Join us for an enchanted evening as we delve into the mysterious world of bats and owls. So, owls would be very interesting. Bats, I don't know, but hey, to each his own. All right. Thursday, October 19th, Clarendon Township Cleanup Day. Okay. The Village of Caledonia and Clarendon Township, they're having a cleanup day. This is Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's in the Meyer parking lot. It is for people in Clarendon Township and village residents of Caledonia only. Proof of residency may be required. So if you go to the cleanup day with your car full or truck full of stuff that you want to get rid of, I would suggest you take proof of residency just in case they ask for it. What you can bring trash, furniture, boxes, household items. These are the things do not bring. Do not bring toxic or hazardous items, tires, batteries, grass clippings, yard waste, ammunition, medical supplies like syringes. Yeah, that they specifically said. And also no household garbage. So in other words, don't bring your garbage from last night's dinner and, you know, that kind of stuff. General trash, yes. Garbage, no. All right, so that's at Meyer this Thursday all day, specifically the people, Clarendon Township. Also on Thursday, October 19th, is the Downtown Marion Farmers Market from 4 to 7. Now, you'll notice that when I ran through the list of things to do this Saturday, I didn't mention any of the farmers markets that we previously have been mentioning because guess what? The farmers markets have come to an end. The only one that's I know of is this Thursday, the Downtown Farmers Market, and That will be the last one of the year. So this will be your last chance to get, you know, locally grown vegetables and locally prepared jams and jellies and the like. So Thursday, downtown farmers market, last one, 4 to 7. All right, Thursday again is third Thursday downtown. So see, you can go down there to the farmers market, get all your fresh veggies, and then hang out for third Thursday. And they have free music. I don't know if this is the last one or not. I'm not up on that, but at least it's happening this month. And we have, now this is something that's been kind of new. I mean, all the things we've talked about, car shows and movies and concert bands and outdoor concerts and 5K walks and all those things we've been talking about for weeks now. Here's something brand new. They're having trivia night Thursday nights at the Marion Palace Theater. Specifically, it's in the May Pavilion, and they're having it for 5 Thursday nights, beginning Thursday, October 19th. That's next Thursday, and then they'll do it into November. Kirk Detweiler hosts the return of Trivia Nights. You gather up your team and test your trivia knowledge. The cover charge is a donation. There's a full cash bar, and there are prizes. So doors open at 7 o'clock, and the trivia begins at 7:30. So, folks, that is the rundown of events happening for the next 7 days in Marion, Ohio. And hopefully I was able to find the vast majority of them. You know, I was totally off my radar the fact that they had Meet the Candidates night here this previous week. I guess they had one Tuesday night, and then they had a school board one Wednesday night, and that was never on my radar. So, sorry I didn't let you know, but they didn't let me know. By the way, if you or your organization is planning an event, I would be happy to get your event broadcast on here, and you can call me at 419-210-0267. That is my private line, and I do have I keep my voicemails listened to and cleaned out, so you will never get the mailbox is full. Never happens when you call me. So call me 419-210-0267 and tell me about your organization's event that you're having and what it costs and when it is and what time it is and what you're doing, and we'll get it mentioned on here. All right. Well, we've got about 13 minutes left, and I thought I'd tell you about a little trip that I took this morning. I got everything done last night and this morning, and I had a little free time on my hands. And so as I was coming into Marion, I was driving by the Harding home. Now, I've been to the Harding home, but behind the Harding home is the Harding Museum and Presidential Library. And it's only been open for a couple of years. I think they opened in 2020. And so I thought, you know, that's kind of interesting, because I've kind of wanted to go there, and I've never gone there, and I'm going to go there. And I don't know how many of you have been there. If you have not been to the Harding Museum and Presidential Library, I got to tell you something about that, but I'll tell it in a minute. But if you haven't been, you ought to go. It's definitely worth it. It's affordable. You can do a self tour, and it's $10, or you can go on one of their guided tours, and that is $16, and you get a little, you know, a couple extras with the guided tour. But I just went ahead and went on the self tour, and I was glad I did. It was very worthwhile. Now, it is called the Harding Presidential Museum and Library, Presidential Library. Well, that's a little bit of a misnomer. The library right now is non-existent. Now, the papers that are going to go in the library are existent. Basically, what it is they have a land there that they will build the library on, and it'll be off to the one side of the museum, but they are still raising money for the presidential library. Currently, all the presidential papers that will become part of the library are stored in Columbus down at the Historical Society. So they're in good hands, we hope. And so that part of the museum and library is non-existent. But the museum was definitely worthwhile. I was rather impressed with the museum. You go in and you know, it traces his whole life starting at birth, and really starting before birth. I mean, they have his family tree up there. They put up, you know, a big thing showing his family tree and her family tree. And, you know, they're factual and honest about it. You know, they even show, you know, his dealings with Nan Britton. So it was very informative. And then it shows his, you know, his childhood, talks a lot about his childhood. They had photos from his childhood. And he was born near Blooming Grove, which is in Morrow County. It might actually be in Richland County or Crawford County. I'm not sure. It's kind of in that area where I believe that's Morrow County. But anyway, and the home that he was born in is no longer there, but there is a marker, a historical marker, so you can actually drive by that. But anyhow, it traces his childhood, talks a lot about his childhood, talks a lot about, you know, his growing up and what he did as a young man. It traces his career and what he did and his involvement in Marion. And that was what I found to be the most impressive for me, is I really didn't know. I mean, yeah, okay, I knew about the Marion Star, but I really didn't know how involved in Marion he was as a person, as a businessman. One thing I learned, I didn't know this. One thing I learned is that he was very, very supportive of other businesses at the time when he was running his business. What he tried to do is he tried to buy one share of stock of every new business in Marion that he was able to. And I thought, well, you know, that was really kind of interesting. But that follows a common thread throughout his entire career and his political career, because there are little bits and pieces of the positive, or what we would consider to be good characteristics of an individual. There were little bits and pieces of that, and you see them all through his life. So I was really impressed with the museum and how they portrayed. And they went all through his political life. They went through his presidency. And then at the end, they had this three big panels, and they talked about his scandals. They talked about the Teapot Dome scandal. They talked about, you know, his affairs. And, you know, it really, I think, really put it in proper perspective from the standpoint of they showcased his accomplishments as president. They showed his scandals. You know, what we tend to remember are the scandals, and what we tend to talk about are the scandals. I remember, you know, the only thing I learned in school about President Harding was about Teapot Dome, the Teapot Dome scandal. That was the only thing I ever learned about it. I didn't even know that he had died in office from school. I just learned about the Teapot Dome scandal. So I thought the museum does a really excellent job of portraying the complete and total life of President Warren G. Harding. So I would recommend, if you haven't visited the Harding Presidential Museum, that it's well worth your time. And basically, if you go and do a self tour, you can take as long as you want. I went through the whole thing, and I took my time reading a lot of the stuff. I didn't read everything, but I read a lot of the stuff, and I was in and out of there in a half an hour. Now, if you pay the bigger bucks and you get the guided tours, you'll still be in and out in a little over an hour and change, which really isn't bad. You know, you can stay interested that whole time, and you don't say, oh, okay, this is, you know, 4 hours in a museum, and you're like, okay, I'm ready to go home. But it was very good. I highly recommend it. And so, again, one of the jewels of Marion, Ohio. I'm a fan of Marion. Don't live here, never lived here, but I'm a fan of what the people are doing here in Marion, Ohio. And you know, that brings up a point. Every town, every city, the size of Marion, smaller than Marion, bigger than Marion, everybody has their history. Every town has their history. Every city has its history. I think one of the nice things about Marion is you do have history here. You've got a former president. You've got a couple of large manufacturing companies that had history here that contributed major to the industries that they were in. And you know, we've got museums here. You got the Harding Museum. You've got the drew a mental blank, but you know, that museum that's there on the fairgrounds, the Huber Machinery Museum. We had Fred Malone in here last week from the Marion County Historical Society talking about Heritage Hall. So there's a lot of history here. There's a lot of places you can go and learn about this history. And so I highly recommend it. And while we're talking about history, Thursday is your last chance to buy tickets for the presidential dinner, Dine with the Presidents, that's held on November 4th. And as a matter of fact, I went in earlier this week and I got my tickets. Really looking forward to it. I have never been to a president's dinner. I know that they sometimes have done a luncheon with the first ladies. I've never done that. Now, Nate Redmond, my good buddy Nate Redmond, former employee here at the radio station, he did a first ladies luncheon and had a great time. Highly recommended that. And I think maybe Nate and Amber might be at this president's dinner in November. So if you have any interest in it at all, check it out. And you can get tickets online from the Marion Historical Society, or you can stop in and buy tickets. More than one way to do it. So, well, we're going to wrap up here in a minute. So I just want to, again, remind you that if you have an event coming up, you can call me, 419-210-0267, and leave me a message. You can make the message as long as you want, but make sure that I get details as far as date and time and places and, you know, what all that you're going on, and we'll get it on the air here. Really appreciate you folks listening every week. I know sometimes I probably bore you and about put you to sleep, but I appreciate you listening. Hopefully you have been able to hear about something going on that you were able to take advantage of that maybe you wouldn't otherwise have known that it was happening. So that's why I'm here. That's why I do it. Would want to see the word get out to everybody so that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Most of those things are free. When there is a charge, we will tell you about the charge, but most of those things are free. So I would encourage you, everyone, to get out there, take advantage of it, see what's going on in your hometown. There's a lot of stuff going on here that you can be a part of. And also, too, like, for instance, the early voting. That's not a fun thing to see or to do, but it's something that I just want to get the word out so that you stay informed. So, again, thank you all for listening. And we're going to take a short top of the hour break here and be probably about 13 or 14 minutes. And then I will be back with Scott and Sean and Matt. And I have no idea what we're going to be talking about, but I have a feeling it may have something to do with what they talked about the last hour. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we